charges are once again moving through this section of the Ohio near Paducah, Kentucky. An unsuccessful attempt to maintain depth at the aging lock and dam number 52 forced a two-day closure in September.
It's one of the busiest locations on the inland waterways.
That's Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Christopher Beck.
We pass about 90 million tons of cargo through here every year, so it's critical to both this region, to industry, and the nation.
Lock and Dam 52 uses wooden structures called wickets that work a bit like a bathtub to keep the river at the depth needed for boat traffic. When three wickets broke free of their base and even more wouldn't cooperate, a hole let too much water through. That threatened both navigability and a water intake facility used by nearby chemical manufacturing plants. The shutdown halted traffic and some industry, showing exactly what a failing dam can mean for the region's commerce. Beck says lock and dams 52 and 53 were originally built in the 1920s and expected to last 50 years. After 90 years, the bandages, tape, and temporary fixes are wearing thin.
They're very old structures. We replaced about half of them last year, but they're very old.
Although the effect on industry was smaller than the Corps of Engineers had originally anticipated, each breakdown is a reminder of the tremendous ripple effect on the region's commerce when river traffic is slowed.
Industry moves quite a bit up and down the river, from coal, they'll move any type of to fuels, grains, all those type of things up and down the river, and it's critical. Each one of these barges you see going by that's got a configuration of about 15 different barge compartments is equal to over 1,000 trucks on the road.
Just downriver, a massive multi-billion dollar project is underway to keep that commerce afloat. Olmsted Division Executive Officer Jeremy Nichols leads me along a gravel road where pieces of the dam wait to be placed into the river. Stepping onto the dock, I climb into what Nichols describes as the Cadillac of Prue boats. It's one of a few pieces of equipment built specifically for the project. Olmsted will be operational in 2018, but it won't be complete until 2022. During those 4 years, the old lock and dams 52 and 53 will be removed. Nichols says it takes a towboat about 3 hours to get through the dams. With Olmsted in place, that will drop to about 1 hour.
The two are more expensive than one, because right now they have to maintain those structures with roughly the same amount of personnel each that we have, that we would need here. So one modern structure has a lot less maintenance compared to two 90-year-old structures.
Olmsted's construction generated about 750 jobs, and the facility will employ about 20 when it's complete. Nichols says Inland Waterways, a federal advisory board that makes recommendations to Congress and the Army, has made this the flagship lock and dam of the nation.
As they look at the need for infrastructure upgrades across the United States, they've identified Olmsted as the number one priority, given our location, economic impact, and the necessity for replacement of two outdated infrastructure components.
It will have taken almost 30 years to finish from the time the project was awarded to its completion. Nichols says the structure's lifespan is 50 years, but with proper maintenance, he thinks it could last about a century.
You know, it comes back to the old saying of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And you know, that's true. Eventually everything does run out, though. You can only maintain it so long.
The cost of the project is estimated at a little under $3 billion by completion. With a projected annual net benefit of $640 million, Nichols says the project should pay for itself in about 5 years. Commodities that go through the area are proportionately equal to the passenger traffic at Dallas Love Field, Atlanta Hartsfield, Chicago O'Hare, and LAX airports put together. Corps of Engineers economist Alex Ryan says the focus is on improving efficiency for river traffic.
The national level impact of Olmsted is in the reduction in transportation costs. So all the commodities that are moved on the river, as they're able to be moved more cheaply than they would be over truck or rail, that reduces the end user cost for all of those goods.
For the nearby Ashland manufacturing plant in Calvert City, Kentucky, the new project can't come soon enough. Ashland depends on the river to make a number of pharmaceutical ingredients and felt the effect of the September closure. Tim Whitaker, environmental manager for Ashland, says they had to shut down all but two key processes in anticipation of a loss of water.
We're the sole source on some products, and so there could be ripple effects through the economy from shutting down not just this plant, but the other plants in Calvert City. There's five or six large chemical manufacturing operations here.
Olmsted calls for a construction method called in the wet. The pieces of the dam are built on land and then placed in the water. The method saves money and reduces shipping delays. Commodities shipped by waterway have become too important to impede traffic, even for building a new dam. Nichols says because there's no way to let the water out to inspect or construct the dam, The only way to get a look at the structure as it's being built is with sonar or divers. He says originally the project didn't call for any divers.
That statement wasn't very well thought out. That's all I can say.
That's Mark Cervantes, a construction representative. He notes that the project recently marked its 10,000th dive.
They can't do anything without divers.
Cervantes says only divers can walk around, feel, touch, and tell them what it is really like down there and how everything fits. The current is too strong and the water too murky to send remotes down. Olmsted is currently 2 years ahead of schedule, but whether industry can wait remains to be seen. Lock and Dams 52 and 53 are rated as failing dams. Despite this, industry can only hope that the temporary fixes will withstand another 2 years of the Ohio River. Nichols says this project is getting the utmost attention.
Everybody from Congress on down and in the industry sector have said that it's extremely important that we get Olmsted done so we don't run into another 52 situation, only it being worse. Because the risk, every day that we're not operational, the risk increases on those structures.
The American Society of Civil Engineers gave America a D on its latest infrastructure report card in 2013. Although the nation's infrastructure is suffering, Nichols is proud that Americans are still building.
I think that's just pretty cool that we still do stuff like this. No matter what you hear out there, America's still building, and I like that.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel on The Ohio.